हरे कृष्णा। वी कैन नेवर हैव अ बर्ड्स आई व्यू। टू हैव अ बर्ड्स आई व्यू इज एन इडियोमेटिक वे ऑफ सेइंग ऑफ लुकिंग एट थिंग्स फ्रॉम हाई अबाव। दिस इज अ बर्ड इज व्हेन इट्स हाई अबाव इट सीज ह्यूज बिल्डिंग्स आर स्मॉल। सो व्हेन वी लुक फ्रॉम अ बर्ड्स आई व्यू इट इज सेड दैट वी कैन लुक एट द बिग पिक्चर and see things which seem to be very big to be small. So now the birds, to get a bird's eye view is an idiomatic way of saying look at the big picture. Now as far as the idiomatic use is concerned, that's fine. But if we consider from a literal point of view, we can never have a bird's eye view. Because all that we can have is a human view from a bird's perspective. Just like when we are flying in a plane, we may be high up like the birds, like a bird may be in the sky, and we can look down at how big cities and big skyscrapers look from the sky. But we cannot see from the bird's perspective. Why? Because the bird is an individual consciousness. And as an individual conscious being situated in a particular body, the soul in the bird's body sees things from a particular perspective. And that perspective is not just the place from which it is seeing. It is also the way it is seeing. Because every single body conditions us to see in a particular way. Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha adhishtayam anashchayam vishayanupasevate. Krishna talks about how the soul moves from one body to another body, and when the soul gets a particular body, it gets a particular set of senses, a particular kind of ear, eye, nose, skin, tongue, and then with this it experiences life in its own way. So the first person experience of life is something which is not replicable by anyone else. So this is actually the wonder of individual consciousness, that every one of us is an irreducible individual soul, not just every human being but every living being, and every one of us experiences life from a different perspective. When we understand this, that actually whichever living being it is, whether it is a tiny germ or a giant blue whale, all of them are souls. And all of them, although they are souls like us, they are seeing life from the perspective of their own body. And it fills our life with a sense of wonder. Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam, ascharyavat chainam an ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah, ascharyavat chainam anyah shrunoti, shutvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschit. Krishna says that some people see the soul as amazing. When they understand, okay, in all these living beings the soul is present. They see in the sense of understand. I see, I understand what you are saying. In that sense of see, then they are amazed. Ascharyavacha vadati tathaiva chanya. Some people, when they get that sense of wonder, then they speak it. You know, every living being is unique. Every living being is an individual soul experiencing life in a unique way. Ascharyavad chainam anya shrunoti. Some people hear about it, they start contemplating, oh really, what is it? That is the locus of consciousness. What is its ultimate purpose? We are all experiencing life differently, but what is the ultimate purpose of our life? And shutvapyenam vedana chaiva kashchit. Some people just don't get it. They just don't get that different people are different, and that underlying our individuality is our spirituality, and that spirituality is the essence of who we are. So every one of us is unique, and our spiritual growth enables us to appreciate our uniqueness and then to express our uniqueness in a way that is conducive for our social contribution and our spiritual elevation. So bhakti yoga is the way of living based on the awareness of our individuality, our spirituality, our uniqueness, our distinct social contribution and our ultimate spiritual elevation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.